So our favorite black girl, Vicky, is back, and she is still giving zero fucks whatsoever. Okay, don't quote me on this, all right? But I'm pretty sure last time Vicky gave a single fuck about anything was in August of 1834. And let me tell you, that was 183 years ago. Yet, I still remember it like it was yesterday. Me and Vicky were chilling and grilling when we saw one guy get beat up by three other guys. All right, and keep in mind, these guys beating up that one poor guy were like 10 times his size. And obviously, we're not just gonna stay here watching this poor guy get beat up. So Vicky and I walked up to these three guys and joined in. I kicked the poor guy in the shin a few times. Vicky threw a corkscrew dragon swing at his face. Okay, she was furious. Anyways, I have no idea where I was just going with that totally real story I just made up. But anyways, today we're gonna be checking out our homegirl Vicky once again. A lot of you have been asking for more Victoria, so here we are. Over to you, Vicky.
So a lot of y'all keep commenting under my videos or DMing me, asking me why do I put on a fake accent and talk like this, but that really upsets me when y'all say that, because I don't talk any type of way. This is just how I talk. Like, I've been talking like this forever. Like, this is just my voice, my accent. I don't even talk like any type of way. Like, y'all think just because I'm white I'm supposed to sound like this? Like, I'll pop my stuff. I can't.
All right. I mean, what can I say, Vicky? I've always been more of an outside person. I love nature. Everything from the English oak and southern magnolia to the Neolamarckia cadambia tree. I love them all. No, but if I have to be honest with you right now, I didn't understand a single word of what you just said or what the hell you're talking about. All right, you lost me after your 10th
like.
But like, I think like I got what you're saying. Like, you're confused as to like why people like say you talk black. Like, it's annoying you. Like, it's really annoying. Like,
I know how to, like, if I could like talk proper and stuff, like I would, but like, this is just my voice. Like, this is my accent. I don't even sound like I just how I talk. Like, I don't understand why y'all keep asking me that. Like, I'm supposed to talk a certain type of way. Like, I'm supposed to talk like I'm white, but I don't even sound like that's just how I sound,
right? Wait, what the fuck? Can someone please tell me what the point of this is? Like, I mean, Vicky, come on! What are you even doing right now? This is not content! Watching you eat Doritos is not content, alright? And Jesus Christ, finish chewing before throwing even more Doritos into your mouth. Alright, you're eating those Doritos like a wild swine. Oink, oink, bitch!
You know, we are my friend. We got to show the good
I mean, of course, I totally agree with you. Although, once again, it was a little hard to hear what you guys said as both of you were talking at the same time. It kind of sounded like this. You know, we're out here chilling. This is my hood.
Yeah, you know,
I live here. Anyways, and also, what hood are you in? All right, you must come out of a pretty gay hood. I mean, by all means, there's nothing wrong with being gay, but personally, when I think of the hood, I usually think of some beat-down neighborhood place with low-paying jobs, drug dealing, and gangbang. Not some fucking pink building or whatever the hell that is. Also, I kind of wonder what this guy's thinking, you know? He's like, hood? What are these girls talking about? This is the suburbs, homeboy.
House tour coming soon.
Yikes. Okay, could you honestly imagine yourself a Whoa Vicky house tour? Alright, that would be hella next level. Alright, so this the bathroom, there's a toilet here and stuff which you do in. This the kitchen where we eat that good good, and this the bedroom where we do the boom boom. Alright, I cannot wait for that house tour. Anyways, I think this was a pretty eventful video. I think we all learned one thing. Cocaine is one hell of a drug. And also guys, since a lot of you have been asking, my Dr. Phil video, Danielle Bregoli's sister roast Dr. Phil with 400,000 views, got taken down a few days ago because of dangerous and or harmful content.
Right.
No, but really though, I mean, it's kind of annoying how I got a strike because